In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the sugi of Dvarim Shebelev, Enam Devarim. Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Ashas, in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Mem Tes Amabeis, says that if somebody embarrassed somebody else, and he asked Mechila, and the person was Michael, even though he wasn't really Michael him, Belay Shalom, with his whole heart, in his heart, he wasn't Michael him. But if he articulated a Mechila, that the halach is that that Mechila is considered a Mechila. And it's based on what we're learning in our Sugya. Because our Sugya says, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. He said he's Michael. The fact that in his heart he might have thought otherwise does not change the reality that he was Michael him and the Mechila is considered a Mechila. And in fact, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, in his Sefer Cheshukei Chemer here, in Masechta Me'ila, has an interesting discussion. He speaks about a situation where there was a chassan who was in the home of his kala, and somebody owed money to the chassan, and he walks into the house where the chassan and kala are, and he asks the chassan, "Please be meichel me for the money I owe you." And the chassan said, "I'm meichel you." And there are edim that heard. And then the chassan goes afterwards and asks the loiva for the money. And the malva says, and the loiva says, "You are meichel me. I have edim you are meichel me." So he says, "Yeah, I was meichel you because in front of my kala, I didn't want to seem like a tough individual that isn't prepared to be meichel you. But it wasn't something that I meant to do." The halacha is, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. And even though he has what seems to be a very good explanation why he did it, even though he didn't really mean it, the halacha is that the Mechila is a Mechila and he can't ask for his money. Similarly, he discusses a situation where there was an individual, a loiva, who owed a number of people money. And this person came, and this person owed a number of people money, and there was one person that he owed quite a sum of money to, and people came to speak to this malva, and they said, all the other people whom he owed money to were Michael him the money. You're the only person that wasn't Michael. And he felt bad. And he felt uncomfortable being put into this position, the malva. And because of that, he was Michael. And therefore he said he was Michael. But in his heart, he never had any intention to be Michael. So the question is, what is the halacha? So the Gemara Masechta Gedushin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, discusses an oris. We know an oris means a sharecropper. And the sharecropper gets a portion of the produce. So he was working with beer. He took a share of the beer without the owner's permission. He just took his own, what he thought was his own portion. And he was Makadish, a woman, with that beer. Now the question is the Kedushin a valid Kedushin? Because we know a Kedushin is only a valid Kedushin if you're Makadish and Isha with what something that you own. Is it considered that that was property owned by the Oris? So the Gemara says that when the owner ultimately came, said, "Why don't you take better beer?" And they brought the shaila to Rava. And Rava said that that isn't a proof that the owner really meant that he was okay with what you did. He maybe only said it because he was embarrassed. And the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Evin Ezra, Simen Chof Ches, Sif Yud Zayin, teaches us that if somebody goes into someone else's home and takes something, and he uses the item that he took to be Mekadosh and Isha, and then the owner of the home comes and says, why don't you take a better item for the Kedushin? The Kedushin is not a Kedushin, because he only said it not to embarrass this individual. And the Beis Shmuel in Simen Chof Ches, Sifkotten Mem Dalet, explains that there's a machlokes Rashi in Ritva. According to Rashi, the discussion is only if the woman was Miskadeshes L'mafreya. And she's not Miskadeshes L'mafreya, even if that money is still here. The Kedushin only becomes Chal from when the owner makes this statement. The Ritva, however, holds that since the person didn't mean what he said, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin at all. And the Beis Shmuel goes on to explain that the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia teaches us a raya to the opinion of the Ritva. The Gemara tells us a Meimah Mazutra of Ashi came to the Busta of the Mari Bar Esek. They came to a certain field, and this person's sharecropper brought him all sorts of fruit. And the Gemara says, a Meimah Rav Ashi Achli, a Meimah Rav Ashi ate from the fruit, Mazutra didn't eat from the fruit. Meanwhile, Mari Bar Esek came, and he told his Oris, why don't you bring these Rabbonim even better fruit? So a Meimah Rav Ashi said to Mazutra, now for sure you should be able to eat. Now we see that what the Oris did was something that the owner was absolutely satisfied with. So Mazutra said to him, he only said it because he was embarrassed. So we see from here that not only did Mazutra not eat the fruit that he had from before, but even the fruit after the statement was made, he refused to eat. So it's a raya to the Ritva that somebody who does something just because he's embarrassed doesn't mean anything. However, the Dibris Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein's Etzal, explains that really they were allowed to eat. Why was he allowed to eat? Because once he said the statement, we say, like we're learning in our sugya, Dvarim shebelev einem dvarim. However, he only did it because of Amidas Chassidus. However, but certainly, says Rav Zilberstein, in a place where somebody said it, we don't, that this is what he meant, we don't accept Dvarim shebelev. He also discusses in that piece, we know the minig is that when somebody, when a Yisrael is asked to lead the benching and there's a kohen there, we say b'shus ha-kohen. But he asks, maybe the kohen is not maskim, and the only reason he's saying it is because of busha. So we follow our concept of Dvarim Shebelev Einem Dvarim, and the Kohen says, I'm maskim, he doesn't say anything, we don't need any more. The Magen Avraham says, there it's different anyway, because there he says, Bizman Hazeh, we're not really sure who's a Kohen, so it's much different. Another explanation is that Shtika Kohido, and therefore, maybe here it's different. In fact, he quotes the Eish Avram that the halacha is that one is not allowed to be mishtamish with a kohen unless the kohen was Michael. So the Eish Avram asks, maybe the person, the kohen that was Michael, wasn't Michael Belev Shalom, and therefore, how could I rely on his mechila? So he says, going back to our concept, Dvarim Shebelev Einem Dvarim, the Kohen was Meichel, and therefore we don't have to be Machmer. However, he does say, as we discussed in a in our previous shiur that if there's an umdan in the muchach, that he really isn't intending to be meichel. And as we discussed in that shiur, here there is no kinyan attached to this mechila. So maybe more in the category of a matana, there maybe we wouldn't say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. I saw that the Maritz, the Rabbi Dushinsky, says, the Pasuk says, V'yoyme Moshe, Zeh Adov Shiva Hashem Tasu. So he explains, what was Moshe Rabbeinu intending to say with this Pasuk? He says that people that think that what's required to be an observant Jew is to have a good heart, to believe in Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that it's not adequate just to serve Hashem with your heart. Because as we're learning in our sugya, Dvarim Shebelev Eina Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Zeh Adov Asher Tziva Hashem. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? He doesn't just want our hearts. He wants Tasu. We should actually do what we're supposed to do. And when we do what we're supposed to do, we just won't leave it to Dvarim Shebelev. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'yera Aleichem Kvod Hashem, we will be Zoicha to the Gili Shechina. We will be Zoicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu having His Shechina over us and watching us all of the time.